Hello to all of you listeners out there. This is the Smart Girl Politics Podcast, and I am Terry Kristoff. Happy to be at the microphone again after a very long break. It's been some crazy times, hasn't it? I wanted to get behind the microphone for a little bit and talk to you about what's coming up next for Smart Girl Politics, for me, for the podcast, for all of these wonderful things. First off, I hope everybody is doing well. I do think it's been a good 6 months since we have released a podcast, so I apologize for that. Life got not just crazy, but crazy busy for me. This is my first day of being officially unemployed, so I am recording on Monday, February 1st, and I just left my job with the Daily Wire on very good terms. It was a great relationship, and hopefully we will pick it up again at some point in the future. But I have two children at home who are distance learning, as most kids are, or many kids are. I don't know. Sounds like some kids are back to school and doing really well, but not mine. And we've been struggling because the year was so busy with working with the Daily Wire through the 2020 election season. It was just very, very, very busy. And unfortunately, I didn't give the kids as much attention as they needed. So bad mom award of the year to me. So we're trying to get things back on track. So I am going to not be working, but able to work with my kids, able to work on this podcast, and the other thing that I've been working on, which is a newsletter that I am calling Fierce. So if you want to check it out, it's at Fierce, F-I-E-R-C-E, .substack, S-U-B-S-T-A-C-K, .com, and I'll leave everything in the show notes too, so you can join me over there. That is kind of a little passion project of mine that I thought of, like, after the election. I was thinking, there's really not a lot of great news out of this election, and there really hasn't been. But some of the good news was the number of GOP women in the freshman class. And some of them, I mean, slightly more important to me is that they are conservatives and stalwart conservatives for the most part, as we're finding out. And I thought to myself, maybe this is the time to start up a newsletter again. I love doing newsletters. I love reading newsletters. So yeah, so that's what I decided to do. Kind of not a pivot away from Smart Girl Politics at all, but maybe something to add to it, because the original mission of Smart Girl Politics was to encourage women, conservative women, to make their voices heard, to run for office, to really take action. And I think it's time to get back to that, which is crazy to me because 12 years on, kind of back to that spot again, which is okay, that's where we're at. So we need to rise to the occasion. So the first thing I wanted to do was to start this newsletter where I could follow the women of the freshman class. And that's what I've done for three issues, and it's kind of definitely something that's evolving because I think we're going to see some really interesting conservative women step up in the next few weeks, months, years. We have Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is running for governor. So I was like, okay, we need to follow. I want to follow the class very closely, the GOP women, but I also want to follow other conservative women that are going to make a difference, whether that's in politics or out of it. So it's slowly evolving. It's a free newsletter. It's free. It comes out every Friday. I try to get it out at noon Eastern. I think I've done that one time so far, but you know, we're working on it. I think it's another time for conservative women to step up. Not that there's not great conservative men out there, and there certainly are, and I'm going to follow them too, because let's face it, we need all the help we can get. We need the men, the women, just strong leaders, people willing to fight. So that's what's going on over there at Fierce. And I don't know what I'm going to do with this podcast. It might turn into something like that where we do a little bit of an in-depth dive, do some interviews, do whatever to follow the women in particular. Again, we love the men. We're not going to exclude them, but we kind of want to have this one thing. Let's face it, if you are a woman out there, you know it's very hard for women to get press coverage, or conservative women to get the kind of, you know, fawning press coverage that you'll find on the left. They will get Cosmopolitan covers, they'll be on Vogue, they'll do all these wonderful things, and we kind of don't have that on our side. So I would love to bring some positive attention to the women. Like I said, some of them are impressing me, some of them not so much. So that's where we're at. We're gonna try and do a good job of keeping on top of what they're doing and letting people know, and then start building in some activism into it. So anyway, I'm rambling. Go to fierce. substack.com and sign up. I would love for you to do that. And if you need to email me, I get a cool little email with it. It's fierce@substack.com. So would love to have you all be on the list, get the email, give me feedback, let me know what we can do. I think the grassroots like me, like you, like all of us, we need to stick together and we need to have those forums because we're all going to get deplatformed from the big ones eventually. So we're trying to come up with some ideas of how we can stay in touch and build a community, reinvigorate the Smart Girl community. So I'm excited. And like I said, I really don't know what I'm going to do with this podcast yet. I just know that I wanted to get it started again and see how all of you are doing, see if there's anything I can do to help lift your spirits or at least give you some hope, because I understand, I completely get it. I'm here in Northern Virginia, which doesn't really feel like a home, like I'm very welcome here right now. We are looking into moving, and I actually asked for some recommendations for other states. We're looking very seriously at Tennessee, and we're looking very seriously at Texas. And some of my fierce readers, they were giving me their lowdown on their states. I was like, hey, if you've got a good state, let me know. We're looking, we're in the market for a good state. So that's something I think would be great to track on this podcast. Where we're at right now is we're fixing up our house. We are, and just to let you know, if you saw the video that went viral last week of the man at the school board meeting, and he's kind of like, fix it now. He went like a dad that was very frustrated because it's been an awful year. That's my county. And we have a very, very liberal school board who is doing very, very bad things. And conservatives, like most places that have gone red, have recently or gone blue, recently gone blue, we don't have a big voice of representatives on these school boards, on our state and city councils and things like that. So it feels like a very lost cause, and they're doing some really bad things, and they're really trying to indoctrinate our children. And it's one of the places that, actually, to talk about Loudoun County schools a little bit, they have bought into critical race theory a little bit. They definitely paid someone who's supposed to teach the teachers how to teach the children about this. So needless to say, it's just not somewhere we feel welcome anymore. So I think the podcast is going to be part of that. It's going to be, you know, where I'm at. I think that I'm not alone in this. I think there are people who are all over the place looking to get out. I know a lot of people in the New York, New Jersey area looking to get out because there's nothing, we're just looking for a shred of hope. That's all I'm looking for to make me stay here in Virginia is a shred of hope. Is it Pete Snyder who just announced that he's running for governor? I don't know. Maybe it is. If I lived in Pennsylvania, their state legislature kind of just smacks down their governor all the time, which I love, but there's none of that in Virginia. Can we trust that we're going to have a fair election? I don't know. I don't feel very good about it. So we are looking to make the big escape. So I will definitely keep you up to date on that. And I'm always would love to know what you guys need. That's what this podcast is for. It's not for me. I don't know that much. I really don't. We call it Smart Girl Politics, but you guys are way smarter than I am. So I always like to hear from you. What can we do with this podcast? What can we do with our communities? What are the platforms that we can go to where we know that we won't be shut up just because we're conservatives? We won't be deplatformed. I don't know that anybody has the answers yet. I think it's an in progress kind of thing, but I'm definitely going to stay tuned and try and find those areas because I love you all and I want to stay in touch with you. And I think we more than ever need to have these communities that can stay in touch and can build each other up when we need to, because it's a really difficult time, whether even it's just coronavirus and it's not even, I know it's hard to separate the politics, but just the effects of having kids at home. I get it. I completely get it. It has not been great for my two children that are at home. I have two that are in college. It's been somewhat less disruptive to them, but still their opportunities are not what they would have been a year or two ago. And that's distressing for them. So the mommyhood stuff is now my full-time job. So are you guys. You're my full-time job now. And I love it. And I'm really excited about it. And I'm happy to reconnect. I'm looking forward to getting fierce again in 2021. I think it's going to be an interesting year for conservatives. We got a lot to figure out. But then again, we don't. I mean, we stick very closely to our principles and we don't stray from them. And that's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for in these women that are taking on Congress, these women that are going to run for office, women that are rising through the media. I want to see what they've got. I want to see if there's someone out there that deserves the attention, deserves our attention, deserves our support. And, you know, maybe there's somebody that we don't even know about that is going to come on the radar this year that is going to be the answer. But I think there's a couple out there. We've got Kristi Noem, who says she doesn't want to run. We'll keep asking her to run, though. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, I'm really excited that she's running for governor of Arkansas. And, well, I got to tell you, I'm not as stoked about Nikki Haley as I might have once, but I'm not sure about her right now. So we'll just leave it at that. We'll just say we'll keep an eye on her and see what she's up to. Anyway, as always, please feel free to reach out. I do a deep dive once a week right now through the Fierce newsletter into one of the members of the freshman class, the women of the freshman class. I might get to the men. They can wait in line. We'll get to the women first. So I think what I will do for now is let you know, kind of take what I wrote and make it a podcast form so you all can learn a little bit more about the ladies. So I pick one each week. I've done Lauren Boebert from Colorado. She is a tough little cookie. I'm really liking her. I've done her and Kat Kamick, who is the youngest woman of the GOP freshman class. So she's really cool too. I have great hopes for her as well. So I think I'll do special little episodes about those two so you can get to know them. And we'll just take it from here and see. I think there's going to be no shortage of things to talk about. I am no policy expert, so I don't know that it's going to be deep in policy, but I'm an expert about what's good and what's not good for my family. And what's not good right now is distance learning. And what's not good is the lack of opportunities. What's not good is the mental health that is declining, the social skills that don't have a chance to be exercised. There's a lot that's, you know, I am an expert about. So let's talk about those. And let's talk about the ladies and the gents out there who are going to help us. And, you know, I'm really excited to get this going again. It's time for more conservatives to speak up. I can't be quiet like I have been, and so I'm ready to be back into it. Anyway, come get fierce with me in 2021. I would love for you to do that. Remember, go to fierce.substack.com. You sign up there. You can read all the other issues, everything that I've written so far. It's free, completely free. I know a lot of people have paid. We ain't there yet. No, I got some writing to do before we even start to think about something like that. So you can email me through there at fierce.substack.com and let me know what you think would be helpful for both the newsletter and the podcast. But you know what? Sometimes you just get going and the plan makes itself as you're going along. So I think that's probably where we're at. Maybe I'll have a co-host again. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm open to all these things. Anyway, hope you all are doing well. If you're not, drop me a line. Let's keep supporting each other. And I will be back soon, probably in a day or two, with the very first Fierce Focus about Lauren Boebert. So take care, you all. Stay in touch. Stay positive. And I will talk to you again on the next episode of the Smart Girl Politics Podcast. Come get fierce with me.